With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Radical Muslims, vehemently anti-American, strategically located and armed with missiles and drones, compliments of Iran. The Iran-backed Houthi rebels have been disrupting shipping in the Red Sea and are now the focus not only of the U.S., but 10 other countries who've seen their shipping damage as well. Military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, tells the Salem Radio Network it's vital President Biden take advantage of U.S. military might against the Iran-backed group.
When you constantly are backing away from the use of force against them, because that's what they understand clearly, then that really incentivizes them to keep pursuing this.
Meanwhile, former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says it's important for Jewish Americans to confront the rising tide of anti-Semitism in the United States.
You can fight them. You can fight them by withholding money from universities, by demanding the resignation of university presidents. You can fight them legislatively. You can fight them by outlawing supports for genocide against the Jewish people in Israel.
And former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Michael Oren, was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Echoing Senator James Lankford, the lead Republican negotiator, Senator Tom Cotton says there is no chance of a deal on the U.S. border and part of the funding bill for Ukraine and Israel before lawmakers return from the Christmas recess in early January.
We're nowhere near having a bill before Christmas. And I mean, I think that goes to show that we are serious about this, that Senator Lankford is not just trying to get a deal for a deal's sake. He's trying to get a deal that Republican senators can support because it stops the flow of migration.
As U.S. Senator Tom Cotton on Wall Street, it's shaping up to be another strong day for the major indexes. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up about 220 points, NASDAQ up 76, and the S&P 500 22 points to the good. This is SRN News. A battle over homosexuality is brewing at one Texas school. We get the details from Michael Harrington.
Officials at Abilene Christian University have agreed to review the sexuality policy after complaints from an LGBT alumni group called Wildcats for Inclusion. That organization is upset about a recent event that featured a man who has abandoned the gay lifestyle and now condemns it. In an interview with Religion News Service, school president Phil Schubert says he does not expect any major changes in the ACU policy. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Depending on what survey you trust, up to 30% of Americans now describe themselves as non-religious. They're referred to as the nuns, as in none of the above. And when it comes to choosing their religion, half of them say they are atheists or agnostics. The other half just say they're followers of no particular faith. The nuns also span a variety of class, gender, and race categories. This is SRN News. A new Monmouth University poll released this week reveals every member of the congressional leadership had an underwater approval rating, but one was clearly viewed as the least favorite.
According to the poll, Senate Republican Minority Leader Mitch McConnell earned the lowest overall rating among American adults, with 6% approval and 60% disapproval. McConnell is the only leader to receive a net negative approval from members of his own party, falling far behind his Democrat and Republican colleagues on how they are viewed by the American public.
That is Edwin Mora reporting. A volcanic eruption started last night at Iceland's Reykjan Peninsula, turning the sky orange and prompting the country's civil defense to be on high alert. Iceland sits above a volcanic hotspot in the North Atlantic and averages an eruption every 4 or 5 years as a result. You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.